It's Morning Edition on Maine Public Radio. I'm Erwin Gratz, and I'm joined now by Maine's 1st District Democratic Congresswoman Shelley Pingree to talk about yesterday's historic impeachment vote and what comes next. Congresswoman, welcome.
Thank you.
Listening to some of the debate yesterday, I heard Republican members arguing not so much that President Trump's behavior last week was proper, but they objected in some cases to what they called a rushed impeachment. What was your response to that?
Well, I mean, last time we went through a long process. This time it was just so clear cut. You know, when I was listening to my colleagues talk about this, about, you know, maybe we should let this go, let's try to heal and move forward. Some of them even said, oh, this is the cancel culture. We'll never have our rights back again. And I thought, you know, this is a consequence of the actions that the president took. I listened to him at the rally. He was very clear, you know, march on the Capitol, don't accept this election. He's been lying about the election for, you know, days and days. And if you watch those videos of what it was like that day, you look at people with hockey sticks beating up police officers, storming the chamber, you know, setting up a gallows, saying, hang Mike Pence, you know, get the speaker. You know, that was just unthinkable domestic terrorism. And there had to be consequences for that. We had to make it clear that's an assault on our democracy, assault on individuals. We just had to do it.
Well, the other question that some had was that since the Senate isn't likely to start a trial before Trump's term expires, was it really useful to use impeachment?
You know, we didn't have a lot of tools at our disposal. As you know, first the House took a vote basically asking Mike Pence to remove the president from office. There was plenty of reason, and of all people, the vice president had reason to go ahead and do that. He made it clear he wasn't going to. We unfortunately have intelligence reports of multiple rallies being planned on the Capitol, other groups planning to come in and attempt to stop the inaugural. It just seemed critically important to take a tough stand and, you know, again, say to our colleagues, you know, this doesn't stand. There were 10 Republicans who voted with us. You know, many people believe there are more, and we don't know what will happen in the Senate. I know that the Senate, soon to be majority leader, has, you know, tried to get Mitch McConnell to agree to do it before the inaugural, but we don't know if that's going to happen.
In the end, as you mentioned, 10 Republican members voted with Democrats for impeachment. Were you hoping that more would join?
You know, many of them still feel this enormous pressure of, you know, maybe I'll have a primary. You know, lots of them were talking about threats on their lives. I mean, there's just a lot of uncomfortable action going on out there. So it was a decision individuals had to make. I know for many of my colleagues, the best thing that could happen to the Republican Party, and we're better off when we have a strong Democratic and strong Republican Party, is to purge Donald Trump and, you know, allow the party to move on, allow our nation to move on from this time when we had a president who, you know, destroyed the norms, didn't believe in the electoral process. These things that if we don't hang on to them, we start to lose the fundamentals of what holds our country together.
You know, one other thing I have to ask you about is if the goal was to prevent Donald Trump from running for office again, what about the suggestion some have made it would have been better to find him in violation of the 14th Amendment, which would have required a majority vote in both chambers and would have prevented him from seeking federal office again?
It was just a decision made that we had to go in this order, and that vote may still come up too when we have, you know, a new Senate and we can move forward.
Finally, I'm curious, do you plan to attend President-elect Biden's inauguration next week?
At this point, I don't think I will. There are going to be such strong security concerns, and there's also a pandemic going on. You know, there would be, you know, very limited activity that we were able to engage in anyway. It's likely just, you know, a short ceremony outside. At this point, I don't think I will.
And then once the inauguration happens, what would you like to see the president, new president, focus on first?
Well, 100% he has to focus on the pandemic. You know, the rollout of the vaccines has been terrible. We need to, you know, use the Defense Production Act to up the production, but also to have more sensibility in how they're being rolled out. We have to have another package to, you know, just help hold this economy together, to help state and local governments move forward. And then it's a very long list. We've had an administration that has decimated many of our executive branch departments, from the State Department to the EPA, to the Department of Education. There's a lot of work to be done, but I am really looking forward to having a new administration, to have very experienced cabinet secretaries, good people to work with. And I think we're going to have to work very, very hard in the next 2 years on a lot of issues, which will be bipartisan. And I think we'll just help put our country back together.
Shelley Pingree is the Democratic Congresswoman from Maine's 1st District. Thank you, Congresswoman, for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.